We are the greatest dykes in the world. Mackenzie Goodwin, Rachel Scanlon, Worldwide Dykes for Life. Hey, two dykes, two dykes, two dykes, one mic, one mic, one mic, one mic. Yeah, two dykes, two dykes.
You were just telling me. First off, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Two Dykes and a Mic. I'm Mackenzie Goodwin.
And I'm Rachel Scanlon. And I was being pretty vulnerable with you.
You were.
Pre-pod, because you and I are performers.
Yeah.
Or artists.
Yeah.
We are on stage in front of hundreds of gorgeous queer people in tons of cities.
You know what I hate is when you walk out on stage and the front row are like hotties.
It's honestly like... I'm sorry, but stop being so hot in the front row.
Truly, I'm actually like, I wish that they would blind us harder because the lights are already blinding.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm like, front row, you also need to go.
Yeah, because we can see only the front row typically.
And it's
like,
you.
10, 10, 10. And I'm like, great. I'm literally the ugliest person here.
You and I.
I'm so, you know what's fine? My currency is that I'm funny.
No, you are hot.
I'm getting hot.
You're hot, but the problem is that you and I, when we're on the road, we fall apart physically.
Okay, so you and I were on stage doing our show.
Mm-hmm.
We're in Utah,
yeah.
And I'm drinking Heineken.
LOL. It is a non-alcoholic Heineken, because I got you on a kick of drinking non-alcoholic beer.
And now I haven't stopped. Yeah. I love it, because it makes me feel very mask.
Yeah.
To have like... A
little
brewski?
I think it's cute.
It's culture.
Yeah. You should start doing mocktails.
I love, well, the sugar.
No, we can do a sugar-free mocktail.
Can we?
Yeah, I do them all the time.
I know, but that's kind of fruity. What I want is a brew. Okay. I want a cup of Joe.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I want a black coffee.
Yeah, okay. Fine. So you had a fake Heineken.
I was drinking a 00 Heineken.
Okay.
We're talking. We talk for an hour straight to each other on stage.
I know.
And I started to get this fear, you know, and you're speaking and then you're like, oh no. And I started to get this fear that a bit of spittle was forming on the corner of my mouth.
First off, hate when that happens. And especially live in front of 300.
Hot dykes, I know. And I'm like, oh no, I think like I'm getting a film like a grandma.
Yeah.
And so I turned to you while we were on stage and I covered up a little bit with the mic.
Yeah.
And I used my thumb to like kind of like...
Wipe
the film.
Okay.
Then we kept...
I don't like the word film.
I know. I hate what I'm saying.
It's not
I
good.
Hate what I'm saying. I get... Well, what the fuck else?
No. Just continue.
We record the episode. We go backstage. Mm-hmm. I realize that I've drawn blood.
So that was blood. It wasn't a film.
I don't know. There might have been a film, but I think the mixture of being on stage, being on in the adrenaline rush of being in front of that many dykes in
your,
Utah.
Your lip cracked. It was dry, your lip
is
cracked.
Is that what?
100%.
Okay, well then boom, and I'm bleeding.
Yeah.
And now I've been, honestly, on and off bleeding, winter dryness, since 2 days ago.
And that's going to be the problem with thin-lipped losers like us.
I just feel
we're
like
gonna
every,
crack
at
and break.
Every turn, my lips are cracking.
Yeah.
Every turn, I'm like, cool. And now there's like, my mustache area has been my problem. People are like, oh, I'm so insecure about my tummy, my thighs, my ass. Not me. I'm so worried about my goatee area.
Yeah, yeah. Well, listen, so are you starting to pop hairs out?
I'm starting to pop. I have one new. I was like, I'm 32. One new.
And
32.
Is it like one of those like little witch hairs?
It's, I wouldn't say little.
Okay,
at all.
So like a big witch hair.
There's nothing little about it. And here's the thing. I'm in a standoff.
Yeah.
With,
why? What do you mean? Just pluck it.
Admit defeat? Then the hair wins?
It's not.
The hair, listen, if I pluck it,
it's not.
The hair gets to go on and be like, yeah,
got her.
I'm the daddy here. That's like bottoming for your own
hair,
body.
No, the hair wins if it gets to continuously grow from your chin. You got to just pluck that.
I don't feel like that's appropriate for me.
You're
misgendering me.
I'm not misgendering you.
You're misgendering me.
What are you going to do with it?
I think, I don't know. It belongs in a museum,
Ken.
Let me see it.
So it is still there?
Well, she's hiding. No, she's like, there's too many cameras.
Okay.
But it sucks. And it's very hard because our job, people look at our mouths all the time.
I know.
And I'm like, I feel, also, Nazara.
Your girl.
We're just friends.
Okay.
She kept making me laugh so hard last night
that it was cracking.
And it kept cracking. Yeah. And I told her, so I had to start laughing like this.
That was me. Remember I got back from my honeymoon? I couldn't move my mouth, and I was like, "Stop making me laugh."
I remember you and I don't have lips.
Yeah,
and it's winter dryness, and we have been traveling to places that are cold. We come back, and I'm like, I can't. No, I need to.
I felt
can't.
Like a real housewife. I was like, "Don't make me laugh,
Kenny." I've been laughing like this.
Same.
I've been laughing like that.
I would have to push them into like a little butthole. I was like. Because I couldn't.
Don't
move.
Say that.
Why? That's what it. That's what it looks like.
Wait, I'm laughing.
When you purse
like,
your
I'm
lips.
Laughing like a girl who's polite.
Yeah, I know. You have to. Do this, yeah. Because then it doesn't. You're not gonna. Move.
I'm gonna crack.
Yeah.
My lips.
Right.
I'm gonna crack my where my lips
should be
if yeah. I was atomically different, which I'm not.
What did I call
atomically?
Them that one time? The skin flaps.
Oh,
your skin flaps.
Your teeth.
Yeah, your teeth shields.
Yeah, we don't have lips and I don't really care.
No.
Also, the reason, can I tell you why I was laughing so fucking hard last night?
Please.
I'm in bed. So sometimes if Nazar and I go to bed before 10 p.m., I'll say we can watch a little TikTok together. We basically have a joint TikTok account at this point.
That's really cute.
Because Nazar doesn't have TikTok and I don't watch it at night. And if I do, it has to be before 10 p.m. and with Rania, my angel. We were watching and somebody had started to play a recap of... Do you know Mind Freak?
Of course. Chris Angel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She has no idea. Nazara has no idea who that is. She at that point in her life, she was not watching TV. She was only reading.
Pause. I just want to say, because this is what drives me mad about Chris Angel Mind Freak.
Great.
Actually, just
Chris, I love what you're about to say.
Chris Angel. The fact that he was so popular back in the
day. He was huge. His show went on for like 5 seasons.
It makes me so mad that he dated Cameron Diaz for so long.
He did?
Yes.
Or was that the biggest illusion of all?
It should have been an illusion, but it was not. And it blows my mind. Every time I think of Chris Angel, I'm like cursing the heavens that he dated Cameron Diaz.
Well, first
of
all, he came from below, not from heavens. And I think what bothers me, and this should not be what is the number one offense because there's so many things that he's done wrong as a person.
Yeah, yeah.
The Magic. Way he spells his first name.
How is it?
It's C-R-I-S-S.
Oh, yeah, that's bad.
Right?
That's evil. That's the demon.
So
I'm just going to say any man with bangs is going to be
an issue
with me.
It's really hard.
Big
but
time.
Chris Angel is, if you don't know who Chris Angel is.
Don't Google it. Just trust me, don't.
He is still, by the way, we just did a show in Vegas.
He's still performing.
He's still like the man of the Luxor.
But that's, to be honest. Being the man of Luxor is not prestigious.
Why do I feel like you say it wrong, but I know you're saying it right?
Luxor?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
That is it. Okay, anyways. Chris Angel's
a musician.
He's a musician. Oh, I even said it worse.
He's a magician.
Mujichi.
I don't think that there should be magicians. I think if we're going to eradicate anything within this country, I think we have to start with... Magic.
Can I say something to you?
Yes.
Because right now you're blanketing, statementing against a whole group of
people. Magicians?
Magicians. Mujachins.
Yeah.
I am pro magic.
I know you are. I'm anti magic.
But I'm what I want is because we're right. I want more mask magicians. I want more dykes in magic.
I want more women in magic.
More women in magic
for sure.
I think
it's such a boys club. Like even if comedy women can break in, why can't in magic? Where are they going?
No, I know. Also, like women, we're magic.
I would be into magic if it was a woman.
For sure.
Not Penn and Teller.
No.
Ew.
Oh, God.
Not Chris Angel. Oh. Ew.
Even like David Copperfield. For what? For other dudes. And we've talked about this before. Nobody loves men more than men.
Men love men.
Men love men.
It's so weird to watch.
It's weird when you start to see it because then you're like...
You and I talked about it, and then I start seeing it now everywhere.
How much men love men.
Men
worship men.
It's so crazy.
It's crazy. It really is crazy because they have tricked us into thinking that they love women, but they don't. They just like, they fucking love men.
They love,
men love
each
men.
Other.
Bisexuals hate men.
Yeah.
That's the truth.
I know. It's so
And I'm very indifferent about men, but I do know that I want more dykes in magic.
Agreed.
But Chris Angel, if I can, just very quickly, he had a show
called
Mind Freak, which I watched every single one.
Yeah. No, I remember it was, it was.
Did you watch it?
Of course. I watched it all the time. And then I think I started boycotting when I found out who he was dating.
I didn't know. I had no idea he was with Cameron Diaz.
It's a big L for her. But now she's married to the good Charlotte. one of the Good Charlotte twins.
Yeah.
They came, and that's a huge W.
The restaurant that I worked at.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
nice. That's a win.
That's a huge W.
That's a huge W.
Okay. Chris Angel.
Yeah.
Is like one of the, I don't want to sound rude, but like, he's nasty. he looks like somebody who, if you were to see him,
yeah,
you'd be like, oh, fuck that guy. Right?
Listen.
Is there anyone worse on the eye stylistically? Because it's also, he thinks that he's crushing it, which makes it a lot worse.
What's crazy is that it's giving, like, what is that one bad clothing brand that everyone had?
Ed Hardy.
It's Ed Hardy.
But also like Affliction.
Yeah. It's a mixture of like Tap Out, Ed Hardy, Affliction, and then Magic.
I also like, I think part of the reason why I'm so triggered by his fashion is because there's a large part of me as a young person that was like, that I thought that if I could achieve that look, that I would be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know,
and that hurts.
Yeah, it's honestly hard for me to admit that.
When it hits home, that's when it's like, I hate this person.
Right, exactly.
When you it gets too close.
Exactly, because why else would I? Otherwise, you're like, oh, who really cares?
Exactly.
For me to be like, I care. It's like, because I'm a little Chris Angel.
Yeah. So
we're watching this recap. Yeah. Zara and I are in bed, our marital bed.
Yeah.
We're also post-coitus, if I'm honest.
Great. So you're watching Chris Angel post-coitus.
Which is that honestly sucks. The way that he wants it.
That is the way he wants it.
Okay. Well, because like, what do you do when Erica brushes her teeth?
I usually scream at her from the other room.
Yeah, to like give you more attention.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, hurry up.
No, honestly, the worst part of my day is when Nazara brushes her teeth because I'm like, who the fuck's watching me right now?
Yeah.
No one.
I'm the exact same. I literally lay in bed and I go, hurry. Or
hurry.
Hurry. Or if I can tell that she's on the toilet scrolling, then I go,
hurry up.
I go, what are you doing?
Yeah, are you serious?
Yeah.
She sits in, no, not in my house.
No.
You're not going to sit scrolling in the bathroom without me.
Waiting for you?
No.
Hurry up.
Sometimes I make Nazara come into the bathroom and stand there while I shower so I can chat with her.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, that to me. Here's the thing. Erica does that
to you. Erica makes me sit on the counter and watch her shower.
Yeah, same.
And I love it.
Well, that's fun.
Yeah.
Because it's like,
there's a show.
Soap time.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
It's soap time.
Okay, you're watching Chris Angel post-coitus.
Yes.
Did you lose your story?
Well, I was still thinking about Nazara brushing her teeth and how I'm like, that's such a devastating time.
It's a bad time.
That's when I screamed to her, like, we need two sinks.
Yeah.
This is why people have two sinks.
That's actually
queer culture. Straight people, like, in TV have two sinks.
Yeah.
But they're using it to, like, fight and move the plot forward.
Right.
Lesbians are actually using the two sinks to hold hands while they're brushing teeth.
Absolutely. Without a doubt. Yeah.
Thank you.
That's gay culture.
That's gay. Where is HGTV Dyke House?
I wish we could.
It's called
Dyke House. Would be my dream.
Is I know.
To do an, you know, I'm huge into HGTV.
And I want to be. I'm not there yet because I'm too young. But I'd like to be there at some point. I feel like it could be in me.
I would love to host Dyke House.
I'd love to be the carpenter.
Yeah, you could do it.
I mean, all the dykes could do it. Okay, so I'm watching a fast forwarded episode of
I'm sorry.
Do I have something on my face?
No, I have a new pitch for Dyke House.
Okay.
It's two teams.
Mm-hmm.
It's a straight construction company versus a gay construction company, right? They have 25 to 30 construction workers.
Mm-hmm.
The dykes, 5.
Yes.
And it is a race to see who can finish the house first.
Yeah.
The dykes would always
100%. If they could stop fucking for a second.
Exactly. Anyways, okay.
I love it. Dyke House as a... Have you seen kind of the Challenge MTV show?
Of course.
And it's like Road Rules versus Real World.
Yeah.
Here's actually something that we're not utilizing enough in reality TV.
Dykes.
Is pitting sexualities against each other.
And we always should.
Do you remember when Survivor did the Battle of the Races?
Oh my God. No, they didn't.
Yes, they did.
What
recent
year?
History.
Are you
recently
serious?
They had like Southeast Asians, African Americans.
So
like,
it was a race war.
It literally was a race war. They did it.
Do
you remember
up.
America's Next Top Model? They were like, hey, you're Asian now.
That I do remember. And I even as a young child, I was like, this isn't right.
No, I know. If you're a young person telling Tyra Banks that this doesn't feel right, we've gone too far.
We've gone way too far.
Okay, but we need more reality TV shows that's like straights versus gays.
I agree.
Because I don't think we're doing it. And it's
we're
like,
not.
Why? Well, are there any straight people left? There has to be. There's been
at least 5.
Alabama? I was going to say you've been to Alabama. You haven't?
I have not. Okay.
Anyways. we're watching a sped up episode of Mind Freak.
Okay.
So there's actually a lot of things that happen in culture that I get to explain to Nazara because she's first generation American. Yeah. And so I get to be the one. And this is kind of like those fun things that people don't talk about being in an interracial relationship.
Yeah.
I get to tell her about Mind Freak.
And I'm sure she's like, thank God I'm with Rachel. Thank God I found my person who can describe to me what Criss Angel Mind Freak was all about.
And because she's so funny.
Yeah.
She watches him do a trick, like a street trick. Because his whole thing is he's a bad boy.
He was also on the street a lot. On the streets of Vegas.
Yes. Yeah. And his comedy, sorry.
No.
Nope. His magic stylings were supposed to be like, whoa.
This is what drives me nuts. He seduced women. And this is what drives me nuts. He did seduce women.
I'm
melting
away.
And this was also the same, like when Criss Angel was big, this was also when Mystery and VH1's Pickup Artist was also big. And this is what makes me mad. These magician-looking dorks.
Fucks.
They went out and tricked women into getting into bed with them. And it's a lot of like literally mind games. And it's a lot of like telling women that they're not pretty enough for these men.
I'm so glad you brought this up because in my mind memory, like if I were to put my memories in a filing cabinet in order that they came with and by category, right next to Mind Freak, the next file over is Pickup Artist on VH1.
And he called himself Mystery.
Mystery and do you remember like Matador?
Of course I remember Matador. Yeah, I watched The Pickup Artist all the time.
Me too.
But it was like a hate watch.
Same. Well,
it was like I'm interested, but also a hate watch.
Yeah.
I was writing down techniques, but also I hate watch.
Young lesbians, like, I know this is
bad for women.
But also,
how do you hit on how,
how to talk to gals?
It's so fucked up.
Yeah.
The whole like pickup artist way.
It's crazy. But now it's coming into clarity why we're so upset that he got to date Cameron Diaz, because that means that in some weird world of heterosexuality,
this is working. It is working. And it still is working.
Straight men get wives easy.
All the time. I mean, but that's also like you'll see the same thing with like Mystery and The Pickup Artist and Criss Angel, the same similar techniques used in what is the Utah Wives show?
Oh, you're talking Sister Wives.
Yes. It's
Cody Brown.
So many wives, and you're like, why do you have so many wives?
It's something that I think about.
How can I not get a second date? I can't get a second date.
This is something I think about all the time. This is how I know that like heterosexuality is real. Cause a lot of times we're living in a bubble where it's like, is it real? It has to be. It has to be. Because Criss Angel gets Cameron Diaz. Cody Brown gets 4 wives.
Wait, can I tell you what I actually think it might be?
Tell me.
Intention. If you have the intention, if you go
don't
out
do this.
With the intention to find a wife, I think you can.
Oh my God.
Maybe that's what it is. Because you and I always talk about like effort. When you have like, when people put effort into dating, it works. Almost always.
I wish I could agree that it's effort. I think that
it's
men.
It's magic. I wish it was effort.
It's magic.
Black magic.
It's an illusion.
It's an illusion.
Actually, heterosexuality is the biggest trick of all.
Yeah, I see that.
Anyways, we're watching Mind Freak in bed post-coitus.
I love that so much for you guys. It's such a fun throwback. I love that TikTok has been bringing back a lot of these old shows so you can see what you grew up with and where we went wrong as a society and why I'm like the way I am.
It's unearthing these memories that like we got away with a lot of things because you would watch it once on TiVo and then delete it.
Right. Can I tell, do you remember the show? I think it was called The Ugly Duckling or the.
Yes. Oh, The Swan.
It's The Swan.
Was it called The Swan? Simply?
I think it was called The Swan, and it was where they took an.
Oh,
it's so fucked up. I can't even like. I'm sure our listeners will remember.
I think that they referred to, they would put like, you know, they put
They'd
your
call
name.
Them the
it
ugly.
Would be like Andrea Johnson
yeah.
from, you know, whatever, Indianapolis. And then it would say Ugly Duckling under her. Would it not?
Yeah, I think it did.
I think it did.
I think it called them ugly. And then the show was taking somebody who they thought was unattractive or the person thought that they were unattractive.
Yeah.
They wanted to have cosmetic surgery. The show would pay for cosmetic surgery.
A bunch of cosmetic surgery.
To make you a swan.
It was, you know what? The whole thing was horrific all around.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't even for a second like a like, you know, there's like that part in Queer Eye where you get a makeover.
Yeah.
And part of you is like, that's kind of fun. That's self-care. There was no part of that show that was not creepy. It was very Nip Tuck.
It was. And also a huge show at the time.
Yeah. I think they were like, let's do Nip Tuck.
God, we really grew up in a time that was horrific
to
women.
It was so scary.
It was so scary
because so much of media was like, look at this ugly person.
Piece of shit.
Look at this ugly woman.
Let's make them hot for us. Ew. Oh, it's so bad.
It was bad. It scared me. But Survivor has lasted throughout that whole time. Survivor's been on through the thin.
Through the race wars.
And that's honestly Jeff Probst, and I've said it before and I'll say it again, has always been an ally.
Yeah.
Listen, I love Jeff Probst.
Thank you, Jeff Probst.
Thank you, Jeff Probst.
I've never seen an episode of Survivor.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. We'll
it's see. So good.
Can I tell you?
You have to.
I, this week, got into a minor fender bender.
What?
Yeah.
When?
The other day.
What happened?
Very, very minor. But I wanted to bring this up because I only get into car accidents or fender benders when there is another person in the car. I've actually never, ever hit somebody or scratched my car, dinged it or anything when it's just me in the car.
Oh my God.
And this was the first time I got into an accident with just me in the car.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
You've actually had a fender vendor.
With you in the car?
Fender vendor?
Yeah.
It's fender fender?
It's a fender fender.
I've been in the car with you. You're very good. When we were in Sacramento, we were doing a show in Sacramento.
Yeah.
And you tapped. Do you remember? Accidentally tapped or they tapped you.
They hit me.
They hit you.
You bitch.
My lawyer.
That wasn't my fault.
It wasn't. They did hit you. And then when we got out, they had just gotten married.
Yeah. They were literally in a wedding dress and a suit.
You're really good under fender fender pressure.
I am. I'm good under pressure in almost all situations. But this one, this is what made me so upset. And I wanted to ask you, what is the worst song to get in a car accident to?
Oh, no.
Because the one, so I think what I was doing is I didn't like this song. So I was trying to change the radio and I wasn't looking and I hit something.
That, what did you hit? Garbage can?
Another car.
Oh, another. But everything's fine with the fender vendor.
Everything's fine.
And they come out and you're blasting.
So it was Hey Soul Sister by Train. And I was trying so hard to get it off the station. And to me, I was like, this is the worst song to get in a car.
I can't breathe. That whole era.
Mm-hmm.
Hey Soul Sister. That is so bad. How did it even come on?
Radio.
Mm-hmm. It must be in a playlist. Don't lie to me.
I don't have that song on my phone. I do not have that song on my phone. It was on the radio. I was trying to change it. I was trying to get it to my playlist.
Mm-hmm.
But this is what I was thinking because I was driving away and I was like, God, what a fucking horrible song to get in a car accident to. If you were getting in an accident or if you're on your deathbed, what is the worst song to die to or having something terrible happen to?
I think it's in the same genre of Hey Soul Sister. Do you remember the boom clap ho hey, like millennial paperboy mustache? Type of like
you're talking about like
I belong with me.
Yeah.
I belong with me.
Of Mice and Men. Yeah.
Of Mice and Men.
Isn't that?
I think that's a play.
I mean, it's a book by John Steinbeck, but I thought that was also the band.
I think they're called
Of Men and Mice.
Did they just flip the and they're like
got them. they're going to love this.
I heard of Steinbeck.
But yeah.
I think that for me, because that isn't even like bad enough to be comedically bad, like Nickelback or Creed, which by the way, kind of fucking slap.
They slap.
That's My Girl's in the next room.
Yeah.
So, and that we have a whole, you know, you and I listen to that on the road all the time.
I would die to Nickelback any day.
I love that about you.
Yeah. I would die to Matchbox 20 any day.
Wow. That you're, it's now getting harder to stick with you.
Now it's getting into the territory of ho.
Yeah. It's hard. The second Matchbox 20. I'm like, ho.
Yeah. Okay.
That's
so what would your like least favorite song to be?
Once again, it's still kind of like in that same vein.
I'm gonna need a specific
Matchbox
song.
20.
Yeah.
With Santana.
Yeah. And again, I'm a yes to that.
You're like a hot one. I would, because if anyone ever saw me listening, if you were walking down the street and like
you pulled the earphone out,
that song, I would KMS.
No.
That's what's worse than Santana and Matchbox 20.
Can I be honest?
Rob Thomas.
Rob Thomas is pretty bad, just on his own.
Yeah. But
I think Matchbox 20, Santana, if you were to like God forbid, die to that song.
Yeah.
I think it's so funny to go out that way. Like, to me, that would be like, I'm ending on at least a joke.
Yeah, it's a bit.
It's a bit.
It's a bit. That's a clown died.
Exactly.
Two dyke clowns died listening to dyke clown music. That's like if we're listening to Taylor Swift as we die as a joke.
Right. Right. Actually, I think that would be worse.
To die to Taylor Swift.
Would be, I think.
What's her worst song to die to? Is it Teardrops?
If you died to Teardrops on my guitar.
That's it for me.
I mean, that's a bad one.
Rip.
Rip, because, yeah, it's not funny.
It's not.
It's just like, that's that's an old T-Swift song.
Rip.
I think it would suck to die to Mirrorball.
Okay, wait, but wait. Yeah. So every once in a while, yeah. Mirrorball, I'll be like, same.
No, but listen, that's what I'm saying. Is
that's
it's like,
why it hurts.
It's not necessarily.
It's not bad enough to
exactly
to redeem you.
Yeah. If it's a mid song, if it's like a song that you're like,
I actually kind
I kind of like this song. You can't die to it. It's got to be either one of the world's greatest songs.
Mm-hmm. Whitney Houston.
I was just.
Were you?
I was going to go the Whitney Mariah song that they did.
There can be miracles.
I would love to die to that one.
Me too. And please murder me to that song. If you could do me one favor, kill me to that.
Actually, and this might be a controversial opinion.
Tell me.
I think you can only die to a duet.
I think so. A duet by two women who are some of the most talented singers that we have.
Yeah.
I could see you being slain to Celine Dion.
I would.
Sorry.
No.
It's okay.
My ideal way to die.
Yeah. Your ideal slaying
would be Celine singing to me while murdering me.
That now it's erotic.
That's I would if she could stab me to death.
Of course. I'm also picturing a stabbing.
It would be a stabbing.
Yeah.
Although I do think statistically women poison more than anything.
But that's so, I mean, it's so annoying.
But it's so long. It would take too long.
Don't poison me.
Don't
poison
me. Hey,
do me a favor.
Don't.
I would actually like to be strangled, and you know that.
I could go with strangling. If it was a strangle and then maybe not My Heart Will Go On. That's too
I want
on
you
the
to
nose.
Have to watch me.
Yeah. Maybe the prayer. A Christmas one.
That's cute.
Yeah.
Oh my God. If Kelly Clarkson Christmas album.
To die to that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Now we're having fun.
Now, okay.
So it's not sad anymore. But the worry is if what you die to is playing becomes a part of your story.
Yeah.
Because you cannot connect me to the music that I listen to for the rest of my life. Because I cannot be local Fergie head.
Dies. Boom Boom Pow.
Yeah.
You can't. No.
That can't be my legacy.
No, that's why I'm saying it's got to be a big, I would love a ballad.
Has to be a ballad.
If Adele, maybe Hello.
Yeah.
Hello would be kind of iconic because it is a goodbye.
It is.
You know what I mean?
I do. I'm sorry you got an offender bender, though.
Hey, it's fine.
That sucks.
It just sucks that the song choice that was on was Hey Soul Sister.
Here's my follow-up cue.
Mm-hmm.
When you and your wife, it's a Saturday, you're doing your weekend errands.
Yeah.
You're going to Ralph's,
whatever.
Who's driving?
It depends whose car is in the back.
Fascinating.
Because we have a tandem garage.
That's erotic.
It is erotic.
Is it tandem?
Babe, move your car.
It's they're
one behind the other.
One is eating the other one's ass?
Yeah, always. It's usually her car's out. So
really? So she drives.
She'll usually drive or I'll drive her car. Hot.
She is usually driving or you will drive her car.
Yeah, why?
I'm just wondering is there somebody that's a better driver, obviously?
I'm a better driver. She drives like a fucking maniac.
I have to say something.
Yeah.
And you're not going to like this.
What?
You drive like a full-blown... And I have to pretend like you're not being like that. And I say a prayer. I cross myself like I'm Catholic and you know that I'm not.
Okay, so if you think I'm bad, Erica Marie Goodwin... is one of the scariest people to drive with.
Are you serious?
I am so serious. She terrifies me. No blinkers.
No.
She didn't wear a belt until I met her.
What?
Yeah. She didn't wear a seatbelt until
That's
I
illegal.
Met her. I know. And I get in the car. So this is what I would do. The beeping would go on. And I would go, huh, what's that beeping? Loudly, passive aggressively until she put her belt on.
No.
She never wore a belt.
That's crazy. Also, you know how long they beep for. Like, that's actually just being stubborn.
It's being an asshole. Sorry,
wow.
Love my wife.
Sorry, love you.
Put your belt on.
That's crazy. So, but also, it's kind of hot. Now it's danger.
No.
Now I kind of like that.
She drives dangerously.
Well, you drive dangerously.
You drive like a person who is comatose. you're driving.
Wow.
And I know no one gives a shit, but that if you want to know how Rachel drives, it is unholy.
You gotta be kidding
me. So slow. I literally am like, are you a 200-year-old crypt keeper?
Okay, you have to be kidding me, because if you think I drive slow,
Nazara
why do will we have, not get there.
I love that we Nazara. It goes Nazara, you, me, Erica.
Yeah.
Just polar opposites. Yeah.
If Erica ever drove Nazara, she would cry. And if Nazara ever drove Erica,
she'd jump out. Yeah, she would jump out. She'd walk.
Yeah.
She goes full Jersey.
That's wild, dude. Are there things you don't trust your wife with, like household stuff that you're like, or something?
Yeah, big time. And actually, it happened just while we were gone. So she's a little chaotic, like with the no seatbelt.
Yeah.
She also does where she will leave the house or fall asleep with candles still burning. And that is, so I...
She's dangerous.
So I now, because she did admit, she was like, hey, I have to tell you something. When we were in Utah, she was like, I fell asleep while the candles were still lit. And I came home and I now am hiding the candles. I have to lock them up like they're a gun. I'm like, you can't have candles, honey. Not when I'm not around. Because this is very dangerous. You, like, we also live in a building where there are three other people. So I'm like, you can't jeopardize other people's safety by falling asleep with a candle.
That's crazy.
Yeah. If God forbid something went wrong or there was an earthquake or anything.
No.
You can't have a candle lighting the place on fire. Mm-mm. So I have now taken the candles from her.
She can't trust her with candles.
No. Mm-mm. Not when I'm not around. No. Do you have something that your GF, you don't trust her with?
I can't let her go to Costco without me.
Why? Spends too much?
It's not even about that.
Buys weird shit?
It's worse than that. It's a combination of...
Eats too many snacks?
Imagine I'm like restricting her snack intake.
She
will buy perishable items
in bulk. That's bad.
And I have And I'm like, you bought 32 Asian pears?
That's...
32 Asian pears.
Does she know that, like, when people go to Costco to buy perishables that big?
What?
That big?
No. Did you say perishable like your wife?
Perishables.
Her accent is rubbing off on you. It's sexually transmitted, and I fucking love it. Because now it's almost like Erica's right here with me. Erica, come out!
It's because I keep making fun of her for saying ceremony.
I love the way she says her A's.
Ceremony. Erica. Yeah. Anyways, perishables.
Yeah.
They're going there, like, usually it's restaurants. Like, small restaurants will buy their perishables there. So I'm like, small households, especially of two. You're not supposed to be buying avocados.
No.
Pears. Tomatoes.
I know.
You cannot be doing that.
And I know that. And Nazara, she's like, fruit is luxury, which I understand. I understand fruit being luxury.
Yeah,
I
buy one or two.
One or two. And I'm also like, I have a weird thing where if I see, also please feel free to analyze this because I love your input.
Okay.
When I see a bulk of something, I do not want it. When I see one of something, I edge it for a week.
I have no idea what the hell that
is. What is that?
Because when I see bulk, I'm like, I better start eating.
And I'm like,
I gotta space
when
it out.
When there's 32 Asian pears, I'm like, the last thing I can think about is an Asian pear. When Nazara's like, there's only one left, I'm like, I'll have a slice of it every day.
Interesting. I don't know.
I'm working on
it. But we got, I mean, because I know that this has been a thing with Nazara for a long time.
I know.
She buys so much fruit.
How many times have you come over and there's like 300 tangerines?
There's so many tangerines and you guys are going out of town for 2 weeks
next day. We're always going out of town and she's got like 500 clementines. And what makes it worse, because I'm like, I don't want to micro.
Yeah.
You shop, you go crazy.
Here's the thing. You don't want to mother your partner.
You can't.
You can't tell them what to do.
No. This is not my job.
To wear their seatbelt.
Yeah, that you have to.
I'm like precious cargo.
But I don't want to. I don't want to hear to micromanage what you do. Listen, we have a family Costco. Let's go crazy. But what I have to intervene is it makes her so sad to throw it away, and then I have to watch the person that I love be sad. So sad.
Does she not learn from her mistakes?
That's not something that she's learned yet, and I'm not going to tell her.
I'll tell her. Here's the thing: you and I can micromanage each other's partners.
I was watching.
Best friends are for.
That's what best friends are for. You have to go to the house and be like, don't.
Yeah.
And I have to go in your house and be like, Erica, slow down on the roads
and stop lighting candles.
I we're reading, Nazar and I are doing a book club for two. We're reading a relationship book. You've seen me bring it on the road a few times. And it says, like, ask your partner if there's something in the relationship that you're not, that you're avoiding.
Yeah.
That you're not talking about. And I asked her, I was like, is there something about us? We're coming up on our 5 year. You know what I mean? It's a big deal.
Can I borrow this book after you?
Yeah, of course.
This is really cute. I love talking about relationships with your partner.
We're very similar in that way. We're like, I love to.
I want to over communicate.
Me too.
Because under communicating is how you break up.
Well, and I really want to go so deep.
Yeah, same.
I don't want to talk. I don't.
No, I don't want to. How is your name?
No, and this is why I FaceTime with her.
What's wrong with you?
Yes. Yeah. It's not like, what'd you do today? It's like, what's your biggest fear?
Yeah. Yeah, truly. Well, it is her biggest fear.
Anyways, I'm like, is there something that we're avoiding? We're talking about it. And what comes up like first is the amount of produce that she buys. I'm like, we got to get the elephant out of the room.
That's a great way to bring it up, though.
I know.
Just bring it up once. And if they don't do anything about it, then you have to back off.
I have to back off. Yes. And that's, I think, something. Yeah. It's weird when you're in longer term relationships with a person you know you're going to be with until you die. Listening to
Celine Dion
being stabbed to death by her is
hopefully one can literally only hope.
She died doing what she loved, being stabbed to death by a female pop star.
Yeah. To be real, like, I know we're joking.
Are we?
That's an ideal situation, is to be murdered by a female pop star.
How wet is my hair?
No, it's dry.
All right. Anyways, so we're watching Mind Freak.
Wait, pause.
Yeah.
If you were to be murdered by somebody, who's your ideal person to be murdered by?
My girlfriend.
Really?
Is that fucked up?
Yeah, a little bit.
I don't think there's anything more intimate we can do then.
No. All right. It can't be your significant other, because that is sad.
That's weird.
Yeah, that's domestic violence.
And accidental, though. She's not trying to.
I assume she was trying to murder you.
Well, maybe. Okay, no. Okay, not because that's weird. Yeah. I'm weird for saying that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I would like to be murdered. I mean, Rihanna comes to mind.
Oh, Rihanna's a great one.
Can also maybe Blair Waldorf in character from Gossip Girl?
Yeah.
And I'd like for it to be like,
how can I pitch this?
Yeah.
So Gossip Girl, it's now, it's like 25th anniversary, mm-hmm. right? They decide to take it to Broadway. It's become a musical.
Yeah.
Obviously, both women are reprising their roles.
Yes, of course.
And they're taking acting lessons. They're taking voice lessons.
No one knows who plays Blair Waldorf, and I can't look it up right now.
We have Blake Lively.
And? Blair Waldorf.
Hold on. I'm going to get it.
Leisha? No.
No, because she became a pop star. She did like songs.
Why am I saying Leisha?
It's not Leisha. I have to look it up.
No, wait. Try to think of it.
Because she dated Adam Brody for a long time. Right?
Misha? Is her name?
No, that's Misha Barton from the OC.
I know who that is.
It's not Misha. It's Selma Blair.
No, it's...
Hold on.
Wait, look at me still trying not to crack my lip open when I laugh at you.
They're going to think we're the dumbest bitches of all time.
We are, but also...
Oh.
What is it?
Leighton Meester.
Wait, you can kind of see how why Leisha, I was saying Leisha.
Yeah. Leisha and Misha. Leighton Meester.
That I did.
Okay, so Leighton Meester and Blake Lively are reprising their roles for a Gossip Girl musical reboot.
Yeah.
I'm seeing you as a gaffer. Okay,
you're
a gaffer on set, but you keep hitting it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You keep doing bad gaffing.
Yeah.
Leighton's getting pissed. She's like, this is my one big fucking break.
This is my comeback.
This is my comeback tour, right?
Yeah.
They're about to go national with this.
For sure. Okay?
Leighton then decides, after rehearsals one day, to come find you. You guys get in a heated disagreement.
Mm-hmm.
Over the gaffing.
Of course.
And she knows nothing about gaffing. So you're like, I think I know what I'm fucking doing. And she's like, I think I know what I'm fucking doing. I'm late motherfucking Meester.
Of course.
She comes at you. You trip and you fall. She thinks she killed you. She didn't. So then she's trying to hide the body. She's dragging you, mm-hmm. dragging you.
I love
she's
this.
Trying to push you into the orchestra pit.
Mm-hmm.
You go, I'm still alive. Leighton has it one choice.
Yeah.
Do I finish the job? Or do I save Rachel
and
lose this one big comeback? She finishes the job.
Of course she does.
She rolls you to your death in the orchestra pit and you fall and you land on a cello bow.
Oh.
And it impales you.
Are you riffing this right now? It seems like you wrote this already.
So you look up, up through the orchestra pit and you see Leighton and she sings her huge
song.
Her huge song.
And she goes, you know, you love me. XOXO.
Leighton.
Leighton. Leisha. Okay, yeah, no, I obviously love that.
Yeah.
Who would you want to murder you?
I mean, I've already told you. It's Celine.
It's Celine. Celine is such a good one, too, yeah. Because she's...
I mean, if she could also be dressed as an iceberg of some kind.
I feel like you guys are the same stats.
Me and Celine Dion?
Yeah.
Oh, stats, like, physically.
The same statures. That's what I meant.
I think we're both giving a lot of wrist.
Yeah, and bone.
It's very bony, very wristy. I do feel like, you know, she's got the new stiff syndrome, which I think that's so sad, and I'm really upset.
Oh, I didn't know that.
She hasn't been seen in over 2 years.
Wow.
Because she has this new thing, and she hasn't been touring and all that, and I think it's very sad, but I also think that it is one of the funniest names for a syndrome.
What
and
does it
I
say
do identify as stiff person syndrome.
That sucks.
It sucks. It's really sad.
I just feel like you guys are the same height, the same weight, and born in the same year.
Yeah. Yeah, I do believe we are. And married to similarly looking people.
Yeah, wait, before we get into the episode.
I love we're like, what, 45 well, minutes in?
We have a voicemail that we want to get into.
And then we're out, though. This is the episode.
Hun. Oh, my God. Guess what? You're living it.
You're living it.
Wait,
you're
I wanted it. To say, because we are getting into the holiday season. Mm-hmm. First of all, I'm going on tour. I'm doing stand-up.
Yes,
I'm
going to
be
Rachel.
In Portland, Seattle, and Minneapolis.
When?
And San Diego.
When?
All in December.
Oh my God, go run and get tickets.
All December 20th in Portland, 21st is going to be Seattle, and then I have 27th in Minneapolis.
That's really nice.
Stop. Are you gonna serious?
Be home?
I know.
That's very exciting.
I'm excited and I'm scared.
Yeah.
So come see me. I will put the link in the description. Also, please review this podcast.
Go review it.
I feel like the Dianes have forgotten to review.
Some have, some haven't. So thank you if you have reviewed it. And if Dianes, if you haven't, go please review the podcast on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify,
please, dice.
Anywhere. This episode has been death heavy, and I'm sorry. About
sorry,
that. It has been.
I'm sorry. It's becoming winter. My hands are so cracked.
It's so cold here now. It's December.
My hands are rough. I feel like I'm Carhartt workman yeah. in the bedroom.
Yeah,
that's Nazara said. Oh my God,
change
whose
my
hands
oil.
Are these?
Yeah, love.
I wanted to, we have a voicemail. Do you want to just get into the voicemail?
Let's get into this voicemail that we just received. Gotta ask a dyke tonight. I've gotta
ask a dyke tonight. I've gotta know. This is an Ask a Dyke.
And
if you have an Ask a Dyke and you want to hear it on the podcast or email us over, you can.
Or call the Dyke hotline. And that number is going to be in the description of every single episode.
Hello, hello. I discovered your guys' podcast a couple months ago. In the first episode, I listened to was full bush at a doctor's office. At my, like, corporate, very straight office, I was laughing my ass off. Thank you for all you do. I'm calling in for some fashion advice. I'm a baby gay, and I've been, like, very stem my whole life. I'm a curvy girl. I got big boobs, big butt. But I've been wanting to play with my, like, masculinity. And I just don't know how to do that because I have, like, for so much of my life, I wore such baggy clothes to hide my body. And then I finally got confident in my body and wore tight things. And now I'm, like, I don't know how to dress mask with my, like, touch feminine figure without going baggy. Are there any brands you guys like? Any, like, fashion tips? I'm just, like, I want to play, but I don't even know where to start. Yeah, any advice would be amazing.
Okay, we get
so
it.
We got a
hello,
big,
hello,
a big boobed.
She came back for more.
We have a
hello, hello. I love gay people.
Hello, hello. okay, so this person asked how to kind of tap into that mask side when you have a curvy body,
right? And why are you staring at me?
You know, I wasn't.
It feels like... It feels oppressive.
Well, now I have a question. Do you identify as a curvy-bodied woman?
When I heard curvy-bodied, big-boobed woman, girl, I think she said,
yeah,
I started to quiver.
You started sweating.
Because when
your lips started bleeding. Your lips started bleeding everywhere.
I'm sorry. You bitch. You bitch. But in all seriousness, I miss talking about Mind Freak. The more airtime we can give to Chris Angel on this Dyke podcast,
You know what's crazy is he does look like an emo dyke.
I know he dykes looks, like him.
I know.
Speaking of mask fashion.
Yeah.
Ever seen ChrisAngel.com? I'm sure he's got merch. Okay, I'm sorry. Thank you for
calling in.
Hello. This is what I want. Wait, I wanted to ask you.
Yeah.
Like, is there any part of you that when you think of me or you hear those descriptor words, like you think of me, like, do you think of me as like a curvy girl?
Absolutely not.
Thank God you said that.
Yeah. Cause when you start sweating and you're like, oh my God, wait, do you look at me and think
curvy girl?
I have never thought of you.
You don't think of me as having huge tits.
I don't. And I don't think of you as a girl.
Thank God, dude. This is major.
You're just like a little rat.
Yes.
That's what I think of you
Thank
as.
Thank you. When I listen to this podcast back.
Yeah. Hello.
You're fine with me listening to our podcast?
I don't know what you do with your own time besides watch Chris Angel Mind Freak and listen to Two Dykes and a Mic.
If you think I'm consuming exclusively Chris Angel Mind Freak,
I think that's all you do these days.
And listen to Two
Dykes.
I
think you do it at the same time. I think you watch him on closed captions and I think you're listening to Two Dykes.
I live it.
Yeah.
We watch it as we edit it and then.
Yeah.
That's a level of mind freakery that even I
can't do.
Couldn't. But when I do, I'm going to replay the moment where you said, I don't think of you as a girl. And I'm going to go like this.
Yay. Keep your lips tiny.
Careful.
Don't smile too hard.
Don't smile too hard. Okay. This is what I'll do because I think it's so hard. And I've talked about this before many times. Mm-hmm. If you have to get fancy, like if you're going to a wedding and you have any type of curve at all and you're masculine, you will look like a waiter.
100%.
If you are going to a pool and you are masculine and you have any type of curve, every swimsuit that you wear will look you in your face and be like, hi, you're a pretty little bitch, aren't you? Yeah. You sexy little girl. And when it comes to having like, I'm like, what even is masculine lingerie? What came to my mind is you dressed fully in rock climbing gear. There is a harness. You know those shoes that have an arch?
Yeah.
Like that to me is like mask lingerie.
Or you could have a cleat of some kind.
A cleat.
You know, you don't want spikes.
A jock strap?
Yeah.
Or even like, I'm picturing nudity, but like, you know the things that are underneath jerseys for football players?
Shoulder pads. You're going to want
shoulder
pads.
But it kind of comes here?
Yeah.
Hot.
Mm-hmm.
But like, are they only talking about in the boudoir? Are they talking in general?
I think so, in the boudoir.
In the boudoir. I don't know of any specific brands in the boudoir, but I do know that a lot of harnesses make me feel like a video vixen because some of them go in the crack and you know I'm not a thong boy.
I think you got to get the jockstrap ones, the ones that go below the ass cheek.
But that one too. So, and this is something that I think will come to a huge shock to the nation.
What?
I have been getting a higher and juicier peach in the past 2 years. Like,
I don't think that comes as a shock to anybody. You're an athlete. When you're an athlete and you're working out and running that much, your ass is going to start touching the fucking sky.
My ass is so high that I'm literally embarrassed. Nazara is like,
I'm
literally looking, frothing at her mouth.
Yeah.
Thinking, I feel like I'm Little Red Riding Hood and she's going to eat me like a wolf looking at my ass. And
mine's
like,
been just kind of getting deflating. lower, kind of touching the ground at this point.
There was a point where our asses, mine was low, yours was high. And as mine started to raise, they kind of kissed in the middle and then mine kind of kept.
Yeah.
And then yours was falling.
Almost like they lapped each other on the track.
Yes.
And just kind of like yours slapped mine's and then just kept going.
Yours slapped mine's. Yeah, and that sucks.
No. Yeah.
That sucks because I don't want this. Mm-hmm. And so the harnesses that go under, the jock ones, took my already high, surprisingly juicy peach.
Pushed them up.
And accentuated it.
Yeah.
But I like the ones that you don't have as much control.
But here's the thing. Wait, pause.
Yeah.
Because I, like, when I watch sports, men, like, really athletic men
have
the biggest, juiciest asses.
I know.
So I'm like,
like girls, they look like juicy girl ass.
That's what I'm saying. It's like big, juicy asses is not gendered.
No.
It just means you're an athlete.
Yeah. That's honestly comforting to
me. Yeah. So don't be like, oh, this is making me look more feminine. It's making you look like more like a football player.
Yeah. An NFL star.
Like a linebacker.
Mm-hmm. That I like.
Yeah. Actually, technically, it would be a running back. They've got the biggest, juiciest butts of them all.
Wow. I love that you know that. Mm. Wait. Here's what I actually have been into lately for like when I'm like kind of like initiating sex.
Mm-hmm.
I will be wearing they're not boxers, but just like my underpants, which kind of go all the way to the floor and then kind of trail behind me.
I've seen them. You're always trying to get derobed in front of me on the road.
Well,
And you do this. You go, don't look. And then you drop trowel right in front of me.
Well.
And that's kind of my thing.
Somebody call HR, Diane. Okay. Or don't. I don't do that much. My underwear is full coverage. Anyways, this is what I have it into because it's winter. And this is my advice to you. Put on, I wear a sports bra in the bedroom a lot because I'm juking.
Yeah.
Is that what you call it?
Yeah, juking. It's,
You know, pivoting.
I'm moving around side to side.
And I want to, so I wear a sports bra.
As we've talked about before, you don't want them swanging.
Yeah. I love when you say it. So I'm, but this is what I've been doing that I think is really sexy lately. Mm. I'll have a full on robe, like a very fuzzy red, like Hugh Hefner robe open.
Okay.
Here's what you do.
You think that makes you look mask?
It makes me feel really powerful and masculine to have a big, furry, open robe with just your puss and a sports bra.
Interesting.
Is to me peak power. And because like I don't know how I feel very video vixen-y when I'm like a lot of times when I'm naked or if there's things that are like making. And
robes
I've talked about.
To me seems so feminine.
This robe. I should show
Even
you the
fur
robe.
Robes. Like it's giving Carol. It's give mm-hmm. like it gives grandma.
It's this robe gives kind of like it's boxer, grandpa.
Boxer going into the ring.
Or maybe like somebody who would like bet money on like a horse race.
Okay.
And win it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Okay. I just think robes could go either way.
Right.
They could go either way. I think if you, and I'm going to pitch something, you're going to fucking hate it.
Yeah.
I think if you want to feel more masculine.
Yeah.
Dress up how Chrishell dressed up for Halloween. Get one of those chiseled chested
body suits. Plastic.
Make sure it, you know.
Comes up, I think,
to the neck.
Right.
It's like a turtleneck.
Yeah.
And I would just F in that.
Yeah. Either I mean, there's nothing wrong with doing that.
Yeah.
Get a whole breastplate. Yeah. Dress up like a
gladiator.
Yeah. I think it's like also if you're doing it not in the boudoir, things that have worked for me a ton are a shirt that is cropped high so that it doesn't actually show the outline of your chest.
Yeah.
Or, and you know that I haven't stopped wearing these for like the past 2 years, cropped sweater vest. Flatten you out.
I think flattening your chest, wearing a sports bra.
Yeah, and a double sports bra that's tiny because binders can sometimes
make you look more voluptuous.
Oh my God. Don't even get me started on binders making me look like I'm in Chicago.
Are binders mostly for like C cups and below?
It seems like it. I'm fucking pissed. Right. Sorry. Also, like a lot of people, we talked about it just for like a hair, I think with James on.
Yeah.
And people then were like, you got to try this tape.
All right.
Like it's called, I think it might be called trans tape.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you have no idea the size of my chest.
Gazungas.
If you think these circus cans, these badoingies could be taped, I think they pull them back.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's like, no.
Can I tell you something real quick? This is a sidebar.
Of course.
It has nothing to do with anything.
Great.
My niece, who's just turned 2 years old.
I love your niece.
Calls me Cans.
That's so cute.
It can't pronounce Kens.
And it's so Cans.
Calls me Aunt Cans.
I'm actually going to adopt that. And your Aunt Cans.
It's so funny to me. She goes, I love you, Aunt Cans. Cans.
That's so cute. Diane Aunt Cans.
Okay.
Yeah.
Continue.
The point is,
yeah.
I think, because I know part of it's like, I feel like people are like, oh, it's a state of mind. It sometimes isn't a state of mind when you have
gigantic
a body
tits.
That feels really like
not yours,
really like real feminine in the way that it's like I grew up watching these bodies in like music videos.
Right.
So if there are, and I know you're like, I've always worn baggy clothes. I don't really want to wear baggy clothes. If they're feeling baggy, they might not be baggy in the right way. Because there are certain clothes that show off like the top of my arms, which is like feeling very masculine, but also it shows none of my.
So
like,
what you need is like
hips.
A long tube top.
I hear you loud and clear.
I got you.
So you're talking tube top. But like, yeah, I think you can experiment with different things that like, there might be things that you're like, oh, I didn't know that would, for me, I'm like always trying to make my chest look flat.
Yeah.
So it is like specifically like vests that hang.
Yeah.
That have like really made me feel like that red vest that I'm always wearing. I'm like,
I have a pitch.
Yeah.
You come in sports bra that really pushes them down.
Yeah.
a kind of like boxer,
mm-hmm.
and then work boots.
That's hot.
It's hot.
I'm also thinking, I want to, this whole time I've been thinking about, you know how Rihanna has dropped her line mm-hmm. for like men that yeah. are like thick?
Yeah.
I wonder if that overlaps really well with like I'm thicker masculine sure. people.
Buy some.
I think I need to because like there's no one I think like Rihanna is so yeah. hot and powerful that like, wouldn't it be cool if I was wearing like men's Fenty?
You have to.
I have to. And maybe you could try it too. Let us know.
Oh my God, for Christmas, ask for it.
Should I?
Yeah.
Like, for like, yeah.
yes, try them. I'm for real. I bet it would look so good.
Oh my God.
I hope we answered your question.
I hope we did.
That's been it for Two Dykes and a Mic this week. I'm Mackenzie Goodwin.
I'm Rachel Scanlon. Go do something gay today.
Bye-bye.
We are the greatest dykes in the world. Mackenzie Goodwin. Rachel Scanlon. Worldwide dykes for life. Hey, two dykes, two dykes, two dykes. One mic, one mic, one mic, one mic. Yeah.